A learning philosophical concepts a little bit at a time. The philosophers attempt to bring ideas to the future generations. They are masters of learning how to think, conceptualize, and get extremely smart. There are a few things that we must set aside at first. And above all, remember that they were children once, teenagers, that they are all too human. When possible, we should begin with survey courses and general overviews, video lectures and audiobooks on the subject of philosophy in general. The story of philosophy, the lives and opinions of great philosophers, is a great start. Ariel and Will Durant seem like an amazing couple. In 1977, they were presented with the Presidential Medal of Freedom by Gerald Ford, and Ariel was named Woman of the Year by the City of Los Angeles. The Giants of Philosophy series is a set of 13 audiobooks surveying world's top philosophers, written by multiple authors and narrated by Charlton Heston. We must not judge a philosophy by the mistakes of the philosopher. If they did make mistakes, then they published hoping to be granted a hearing. We should avoid memorizing. Ideally, we want to approach philosophers that we find familiar, and perhaps already having reinvented some portion of what they worked on. One concept that comes to mind is amor fati. It means love of fate in Latin. But to me, it does not speak the kind of fate where everything is predetermined, or the fate of a person who lets whim and life push them around, but rather events that just happen. Friedrich Nietzsche wrote a great deal about amor fati. But in my opinion, he takes it too far as he speaks of suffering and runs into extremes. My bullies are an example of extremes and suffering, and amor fati does not mean I should love my bullies, and Frederick states as much. Only great pain is the ultimate liberator of the spirit. I doubt that such pain makes us better, but I know that it makes us more profound. Thanks, Frederick, my dear old friend. Albert Camus brings it down to reality, speaking of accepting that life comes with difficulty and ease, and we should accept both. A will to live without rejecting anything of life is the virtue I honor most in this world, he says. It's not enough to learn about a philosophical concept like we just did. We should hope to integrate it, or keep it as a reminder that we have to learn more before we understand it completely. The way I connect with amor fati is by understanding that not everything in my life will happen for a reason. Some things will just happen out of complexity and randomness that we can't prevent. And that, to me, is fate. I like how Albert Camus talks about ease and difficulty, and the way I understand him is that we should stand up for what we believe in, even if that means people will yell at us. So it's not tolerance of difficult things that just happen for no reason, but the difficulty of standing up for what we believe in when the chance presents itself for no reason, you see. Our decision-making, which dictates our path in life, has nothing to do with things that happen for no reason. Finally, amor fati simply means do not let things that you have no control over take away from your love of life. Well, this may not be exactly what Friedrich Nietzsche and Albert Camus talks about. My initial, more personal interpretation gives me a platform from which I can learn both of their interpretations and mutual differences. And what I am showing here is that we don't have to understand all the philosophical concepts right away, that it is best to learn a little bit at a time, at our own pace, and in our own sequence.